Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want to talk about grief a little bit, but through a little different lens. Here's what we know in John chapter 11. We've got Mary and Martha, the sisters that are grieving the death of their brother. And Martha says to Jesus in verse 21, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Now, I love the sheer honesty of her statement. I mean, the simple fact that she recognizes and it registers in her brain and her soul that Jesus, the creator of all things, I mean, the scriptures say all things were made by him, through him, and for him. So we know that from the dawn of time, Jesus was. But for them to have that ability to know that the Savior could have kept their brother from dying is huge. Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died. But they're missing one big element. I mean, maybe two, but definitely one. And the one big element they're missing is this concept that Jesus had to physically be there. As if you had to go to a doctor's appointment, and only in that appointment could God heal. He goes on and says, "When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet, and she said, 'Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.'" I mean, here's the kind of things that I hear when I'm with families. Well, time will heal. Well, they're looking down on us. They had a good life. They've joined the angels. All the things that we say, but the one thing that I've learned to say a lot is, and I'm afraid that I've had to learn this the hard way, but God, in his infinite wisdom, knowing that he knows all things, he knows what is coming, what has happened, where we're at right now, somehow in his omnipotence, God cares about timing, not so much about time. And in that, God allows these things that feel like such grief to us to literally be for our good and his glory. I'll never understand why the Lord would take my wife in her early 40s. It makes no sense to me. But what I do know is that a God that spoke her into existence could have kept it from happening, but allowed it. So I don't know what he may have kept her from, or maybe kept her from suffering through, but I do know that he ultimately healed her in heaven. You know, these sisters, as they were weeping, sounded like families that are at a funeral service. Same loss, same words. But Jesus responds in a completely different way. He's not coming with a one-size-fits-all response to their grief. He has something very special to offer. He comes with hope. Today, I urge you, work back through John 11 and see how Jesus steps into their life and breathes a whole new measure of hope. And then imagine how he breathed a whole new level of hope back into their life as their Savior. God bless you, friend. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.